Hello, and welcome to the Academic Aesthetic for Tuesday, June 7th, 2005. Okay, let's turn this down a notch here so you can hear what I'm saying. All right. Well, this has been a wonderful day. We're beginning to wrap things up. Tomorrow is actually the last day of school for students at my buildings. Not the last day for me. My last day is Friday. But my days are going to be full between now and then. I'm trying to organize my art room. And I have a lot of donated supplies that I'm glad they were donated, but I have to find a place to put them, so it's kind of hard for me to organize right now. That's what I'm trying to do. I got a big pile of stuff right in the middle of my floor in my office, and I'm going through one box at a time, and filling shelves like crazy and consolidating. Fortunately, there's a lot of things I can throw out as well. These aren't donated supplies that I'm throwing out. These are like examples that I had for a one-time art lesson that I don't need anymore because I took pictures of it. Well, I've got three things I want to talk about. First thing is sort of a little worry thing, because since we're getting close to summer, for many people who are listening to this, summer is already here, if you're an educator and your school's already let out. And that means being lazy or taking vacations to a lot of people, and I know I'm going to slack off a bit because it's summer vacation, and I'm wondering how many podcasts are going to be made and put on the internet over summer vacation. Now, it might be that more get put on because we have more time. It might be that we take a well-deserved break from educating and don't think about it for a while. I'd like to think that I'm going to keep doing these podcasts, but we'll see what happens. Next up, I have two websites that I think you might be interested in. The first one is called Making Stuff. I think it's a very appropriate name. It's over at http://wildtime, and it's spelled wildetahyme.blogspot.com. And this is a very nice website where the woman who is maintaining this blog is really into all kinds of arts and crafts, and she posts pictures of the projects that she's working on, and these are really, really cool. I mean, right now she's making homemade books out of handmade paper and cardboard, and these are turning out really nice. I'm liking what she's doing. So that's something that if you're into craft ideas, you might want to check that out. Next up, ArtBoy, and this is actually in the little header thing, it says ArtBoy 2.7, which I guess is the page design number for how many times it's been redone. Go to this, it's www.artboy.info, and you see the periodic table of the ArtBoy. And no, ArtBoy is not affiliated with the Art Guy in any way, shape, or form. It's just a cool nickname to have, so I'm not surprised that there's other variations that existed long before I got my nickname. Now, there's all different kinds of things on here. There's a teach button where you can get some syllabi, I believe. There's photography, digital design, mailing lists. Now, I wouldn't call everything that's on this site appropriate for school. It would depend on what age group you're teaching. Some of the stuff that they talk about is a little more advanced. Some of it is more into theory. And some of it does involve pictures that I would not be willing to show to my elementary school students. Now, the reason I bring this up is because I found this on the Education Podcast Network that is currently run by Dave Warlick, which is totally awesome. If you go to this page at www.artboy.info. If you look down at the bottom, there's a big box that has an SA in it, and it says Strange Angels. If you click on that, it turns out that that is a podcast. It looks like these are streamed live on Saturdays. But you can subscribe to the RSS feed and download it as a podcast as well. And that's how I've been doing it. And my take on this show is it's sort of like a segment out of NPR. If you like listening to NPR and some of the art and culture stuff that they do, then you're going to like this. This is very nicely done. Well, those are the main things that I had to talk about. I'm hoping to find more cool sites and let you know about them, or come up with other neat ideas I'll share with you. I'm going to a PTA meeting this evening where I'm going to pitch the art club. And I think that's going to turn out well. If you want to get a hold of me, there are three ways to do so. You could email me at theartguy@gmail.com. You could go to my website and leave a comment there. That's at http://academicaesthetic.andmuchmore.com. Or you could go to Podcast Alley, go to the education section, and leave me a comment there. Last time I checked, I was down to 10th place, but that's okay, because like I say before, so long as I'm in the top 20, I'm happy. So, you don't have to vote for me, vote for somebody else, but leave a comment, let me know what you think. That about wraps it up for this podcast for Tuesday, June 7th, 2005. You probably will not be getting this until Wednesday, because I won't be leaving here until late tonight. And I can't upload this on the school's internet connection. Their firewall blocks my access to the server that I use. But until next time, stay subscribed and fare thee well.